All right, let's get started. Prophets and prophetesses. Ayarabushata.
Father, we thank you right now, Lord. We rebuke death. Yes,
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will be strong and mighty warriors for your glory in the name of Jesus. Not only will we be strong and mighty warriors for your glory, but Father, we will be people that are righteousness. We will be right standing with you, Father. Father, we will be a people that have been sanctified by you. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your Son and for your blood. For your blood and for your Son. Because, Father, you said, when I see the blood, that you are Passover. And, Father, even now, in the name of Jesus, many of your people have gone through situations, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that your will is going to be done in our lives, Father. Not just only in our lives, Father, but in the lives of your people everywhere, in the lives of our family, Father, in the lives of the churches that we are attending, in the lives of the churches that we are overseeing. Father, we say, let thy will be done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word that we would decree a thing, and it shall be so. And Father, even now, in the name of Jesus, we decree your blessing. We decree your word. We decree victory. We decree breakthrough. We decree, Lord, that which seemed to be impossible. Father, in the name of Jesus, make it possible. But Father, we know that we cannot do anything without you, Lord. But Father, we know that you are our Alpha and you are our Omega. And Father, even now, in the name of Jesus, we say, let thy will be done. Let thy will be done. Move in our homes today. Father, we exhort you and we say, you are the Lord of our homes. You are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And Father, we say, touch those that need to be touched. Touch those that have lost their way. In the name of Jesus, touch our children. Touch our family members, every one of them, Lord, from the youngest until the oldest. Father, we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, even as we stand in the gap, Father, even concerning our churches, Father, let there be no sickness among us, because Jesus, the healer, is residing in our churches, in our homes, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we will be people of purpose, people of great understanding, people that will flow in your wisdom, Father, people that will make wise decisions, Father. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we even pray for this generation, Father, that they would know you, Father, that they would find their way unto you, Lord, into your house, so that they too would know that you are Lord of lords and King of kings, Father. Father, we say, have your way, have your way, have your way, Father. Let thy will be done. Let thy will be done, Father. Move like you have never moved before, Father. But Father, we give you glory, we give you praise in the precious name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. And it is so. It is so.
In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I come before your throne of grace, God, as we as a company of prophets. Hallelujah, the midwife, God. Hallelujah, standing as intercessors. In the hallelujah in the lives of your people, Lord, and in your kingdom, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we begin to decree and declare victory, breakthrough, overflow, increase, divine increase, divine turnaround, divine, hallelujah, a divine shift and a divine lift. In the name of Jesus, we decree it and declare it right now. In the name of Jesus, and I, Father God, I stand for our faith families right now. And I say, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that's arrived against the marriages, our children, hallelujah, our grandparents, hallelujah, our uncles, our cousins, our siblings right now, it should not prosper in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare victory and grace right now over our families right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every home that is around me right now. In the name of Jesus, on the sound of my voice right now, I plead the blood of Jesus over their neighborhood, over their children's schools right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over their city right now, even over their state right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that the blood that has power, the power to break every yoke of bondage, the power to protect right now. We plead that blood right now. We plead over our cause right now, over their businesses, over their jobs right now, as they go to and fro, God, all week long, God, protect and shield them, and encamp your holy angels around them right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for our prodigal sons, that have been anointed to be our Elijah, to be our Joshua, hallelujah, that Father God, that you put a hook in their, a supernatural, hallelujah, holy hook in their jaw and draw them back in, hallelujah, into your kingdom, into your house, God, in the name of Jesus. And I call them forth right now from the north and from the south and from the east and the west. God, bring them in, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, protect them, hallelujah, and shield them. Send anointed neighbors, hallelujah, across their path to be a witness to them in the name of Jesus. And I plead your blood. I plead your blood in our inner spirits right now in the name of Jesus. God, let break out revival in our inner cities in the name of Jesus. In our prison system, break out revival, even in our school system. Break it out, God. Even, hallelujah, around every university, every college right now, break out revival, God. We call revival, revival for salvation, revival for victory, revival for healing, revival, edible shutter. We call it forth right now in the name of Jesus, and I decree and I declare increase. Give us seed to sow and bread to eat, God. In the name of Jesus, increase our faith, God, and help our unbelief. In the name of Jesus, and Lord Jesus, I call you forth right now where there's confusion in our life right now. Lord Jesus, be our peacemaker. Tell on every wall of petition and be our peacemaker. Bring forth unity. Bring forth divine agape love. Hallelujah. In the midst of your people. In the name of Jesus. Give us the joy. Hallelujah. Give us that unspeakable joy. God, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And in our joy, God, you will begin to strengthen us, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we come against the spirit of cancer. We come against the spirit of diabetes. We come against the spirit of flus right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of high blood pressure, arthritis right now, HIV, AIDS right now. We come against that spirit. We come against the spirit of sexual immorality. We come against the spirit, hallelujah, right now on low self-esteem. We come against that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of drug addiction right now in the name of Jesus, the spirit of anger, the spirit of unforgiveness, the spirit of resentment. We come against that spirit right now. Let it give you, hallelujah, let it go on in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every demonic force, it must bow down under the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. But I call for love, peace, joy, meekness, harmony, kindness, health, success, and prosperity. I call it forth right now. And I call forth money from the north, money from the south, from the east and the west. Give us all the best. Father God, you are our shepherd. We shall not want. In the name of Jesus, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want.
Yes.
Lord, we call forth divine order, divine order, divine order in every aspect of our life. We call it forth. Give us godly integrity. In the name of Jesus, let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. God, I thank you right now. We are taking on the mind of Christ. God, dress us and anoint us with the spirit of humility in the name of Jesus, that we may submit to those that have rule over us in the name of Jesus, with full integrity, with full agape love, with full, hallelujah, hallelujah, confidence, and having full trust in the one that you placed over us. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I thank you right now for her family. And I thank you, Father, for the divine increase. Divine, your divine will is taking place in their life right now. In the name of Jesus. And we come against every obstacle, everything that will try to come against them right now. In the name of Jesus, I call for Michael the Archangel. I call it forth right now. In the name of Jesus, I call for, hallelujah, Gabriel, the hallelujah, messenger angel, and let the hallelujah, the Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha, take place in our lives. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we declare victory right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen, amen, and amen. And Father, we continue, God. We continue lifting up the bloodstained banner, Father. But we thank you for your people that have connected with this prayer line for the midnight cry. We thank you for every ear that is inclined and on this call, Father. I thank you for moving in their experience, moving in their life, shifting their situations right now, God. I thank you right now, God, for your word says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and the rulers of this darkness of this age. As we are praying, we are shifting and running darkness out. We are shifting and running darkness out. Father, I pray for every single person on this line right now. Every person that is maybe a lady in waiting or a gentleman that is looking for his queen, God. I thank you for the footsteps of a righteous man, an ordered of the Lord, God. I thank you for divine timing, divine purpose, divine design for a mate. For those on the line that may be standing and believing, God, to join them, Father. I speak the word right now. I decree and declare the right person at the right time in your life. I decree and declare children come forth at the right time, at the right season in your life. I decree and declare the grace of God over your life. Father, we thank you right now for every home. Come on, Zion, open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Because not until you open up your mouth that it begins to happen for you. You got to feel the power of God through you, through your mouth. You have to experience God. Come on, Zion, the Bible says it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. Come on, we on the wall. We on the wall. You fighting for your children. You fighting for your marriage. You fighting for your financial breakthrough. You fighting for your business. You fighting for your family. You standing in the gap. You ain't no sorry wimp. You a warrior on this line. A prophetic warrior tonight. Fight. Open up your mouth. Your mouth is God is giving you a voice. Open up your mouth. Decree and declare the blessings of God. Father, we give it a praise for it right now. Oh, God, we bless your name for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
And, Father, we thank you that your word says that Every promise that you have given us is yea and amen. We thank you for your breath. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your divine protection. We thank you for your healing. Thank you, Father, that dreams are being realized. Thank you that your destiny is being manifested in your people. We thank you for your divine protection that hovers over our lives. Father, we pray that where there is distress and where there is confusion, we call on your name, and we know that it is already healed. We thank you, Father, for walking through the houses and the homes of your people, oh God, and sending forth your strength and your mighty hand, doing what they are asking in their hearts. We thank you for answers that are coming from on high. And Father, we're standing in the gap for those who feel that situations are just overwhelming. Father, we know that your word says that everything is working together for their good. We give you praise, God, because we see the things working together. We see them fusing together for our good. We thank you that our hearts and our minds are turned on whatever is pure and honorable and right. We thank you, God, for whatever is just and pure. Those are the things that we are going to think on tonight. We thank you that there is excellence and there is power and there is praise, oh God, on our lips. And we know that whatever our minds dwell upon, these things shall come to pass. So we dwell on you, oh God, and we call forth everything that you have already designated for our hands to carry in this season and for your word to be made manifest in the lives of your people. Thank you, Father, for healing hearts. Thank you, Father, that every disease that is not supposed to be in the body, oh God, is cast out in Jesus' name. We thank you that families are coming together, that restoration and peace, oh God, is reigning on this line tonight. We say that it is so, oh God, and it cannot be otherwise. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for divine increase. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for thou art with thee. Thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort thee. O Lord, we thank you. Father, we praise your name. We praise your name. We thank you for laughter, new conditions. Father, we thank you for deliverance, divine healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you would hear our midnight cry. Lord, we thank you for the angels that are on assignment over our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that we do not look like the situations that we are going through, God, and we thank you for the faith. Lord, we thank you for your love and for your provision. We thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to meet us where we are, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, who may not know you. We pray for those who are seeking for an answer, seeking for peace, seeking for understanding, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you that you would hear our midnight cry. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to be alive today, Lord God. We thank you for the people, for the community, for the prophetic that would give us direction, give us solace, that would give us peace, Lord God, in times when we do not understand. We pray for our families. We pray for those who do not know you, Lord God, that through us they would know you. We thank you, Lord God, that our lives would glorify you, Lord God. So we thank you today for yet another opportunity, Lord God. I pray today that those who are crying at the midnight hour, Lord God, that you would wipe their tears, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your love, Lord God. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, Lord God, that you have not given up on us, even when we've given up on ourselves. We pray for our family, our lineage, our legacy, Lord God, that through us we will break generational curses, Lord God, that we will create new possibilities, Lord God, that we will walk into a new possibility, Lord God, because you have chosen us, Lord God. You have chosen us, Lord God. I thank you this evening. I thank you this midnight, Lord God. I thank you for hearing our cry. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the prophetic that would lead us and guide us, Lord God. I pray for all those hearts, Lord God, that are hardened, Lord God, that you would soften it with your love. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the examples that are around us, Lord God, that we will yield. We will yield to them, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to seek us in those dark places, Lord God. We thank you tonight. We praise you and we glorify your name. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we just thank you for the power of your word. And we thank you that your word has always sought us out. We thank you that when we hear the word and you're knocking, that we will open the door. And we thank you that you send forth your words into the highways and byways and call forth those that are thirsty and are looking for you. We thank you that you send forth the prophets to begin to speak words of life in the hedges and the highways and the byways of places that people do not go or will not go. We thank you for being a word in the ear that is closed, that you would anoint the ears with hyssop and cause them to hear a sound, cause them to hear your word and come forth. You promise, Father God, that you would call us forward, Father God. You said you know those that are yours. We thank you that those that belong to us, Father God, that you go after them in the heat of your spirit, Father God, and capture our children, capture our husbands, capture our families, our daughters, our relatives, and our friends. Father God, begin to move in a new way and stir it up, Father God, for we realize that your hand is not short, but we know, Father, your reach is long and wide, and we thank you, Father God, when you arise, the enemy scatters. We thank you when you speak, Father, life begins to happen. Darkness begins to dissipate. We believe, Father God, that what your word says about us is true. And we thank you, Father, that we can declare and decree a thing and it would be established. We thank you that your word has power within itself. We thank you that the seed speaks for us and has gone ahead of us. We thank you, Lord, that you are giving us life and more abundantly. We thank you, Father God, that what you say about you, Father God, we believe it and we receive it. And we thank you, Father, that your hand is upon us for good. And we thank every promise you made, you will make it good. So we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in peace, because you left that with us. You said your peace you'll give unto us, and you left it with us. So we're standing in peace. And you said, Lord, that we could always find safety. You said we could always run to you and be safe. So, Father God, we thank you that as we stand in the shadow of your almightiness, O God, we are not only protected, but we speak forth the word to go and get what belongs to us. We thank you for the right to come to the throne boldly. We thank you, Father, we come in. Get away from us. We're moving forward. We know where to go. We know who to ask, and we know whom in whom we believe. So we thank you, O God, for what you're doing for us right now. We thank you for the retrieval. We thank you for transformation, and we thank you for the leadership that teaches us how to war. Thank you, God, because you and you alone, you are our helper. You are our Savior. You are our Lord and King. So, Father God, as you are the shepherd and bishop of our souls, we will not faint, nor will we die before the time we shall stand in the place where we decree and declare until we see the hand of the Lord. For, Father God, your word is true, and we stand in that power of your precious word. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we thank you for the mouth that you have given each one of us to sing your praises in this season. We thank you for the life that you have given to us. We thank you for every entrepreneur and every business owner and everyone that is connected and that is working, Father God. We ask that you send them new thought ideas, send them new ideas of creation, Father God. And Father God, we lift up our children in this time, Father God. We ask that you put a hedge of protection in the angels that are around them in this season, Father God. Father God, we know that all things work out for its good. And Father God, we know that you have given us the strength to do whatever it needs that we need. And Father God, we know that this is our time where we're going to rise up. We are declaring victory in every journey in every way we are going in this season. Father God, we know that everything is in by divine appointed time, and we thank you for letting us to be who we are. And Father God, we ask that you look upon us, Father God, and remember our seed that we have sown, Father God, for we are standing in the gap. Father God, we ask that you cover family members and cover loved ones, cover our teachers, who teaches our children, cover our public officers, Father God, that we interact with. Father God, we ask that you send the right people to connect with us. And Father God, we know that all things work for His good. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it is so. We affirm, declare, and decree in the name of Jesus that it is so. Every word that has been spoken through the mouth of your servants, God. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. For every word, we thank you, Lord, and give you praise for every individual that is represented on this call tonight. We thank you, Father, for them, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their household and in their lives even now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
amen. 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 But I just want to thank every one of you, all the prophets that began to cry out before God. I just thank and praise God for each and every one of you. Prophet Naomi, what did you think about this year?
I thought it was wonderful.
Go ahead.
You know, I thought this call was wonderful, and this is something that as long as we have 63 people, listeners on the call, and just wanted to encourage everyone, get your family members, get your loved ones, get those that mean something, get them on the call. They don't need to be up worrying and whatever they're going through. They need to be on this call, Pastor Deborah.
Yes, because they need to flow in this anointing because it's starting their day out right.
Yes.
See, if you acknowledge God first, God would direct and order your footsteps. So I'm just so thankful to God for the prophets that are here. And we just need to keep this story of this prophetic midnight call prayer going and let our loved ones, let our family, let our friends know that there is someone that's praying because it's a midnight cry. It's a midnight call, a call to holiness, a call to right standing, a call that we are calling on the name of the Lord because we know that we are going to be saved in every area of our life. So I'm just thanking and praising God for what God is doing, and we're going to make sure that we keep this word alive in the hearts and minds of the people, and it doesn't matter wherever you are or wherever you're living at, that there is someone that's praying and someone that is calling on the name of the Lord. So I am blessed. I just want to thank all my sisters tonight, and you know something, it's just going to get better and better, because I see 1,000 people that's getting ready to come, and they're going to be a part of this call.
Yes.
They're going to be running to come and to be a part of this call. So thank you, prophets. We're going to be doing this until God says so. So we just thank and praise God. Everyone get in at least 5 minutes early so we can get the lineup, so we can move and focus. Because after we get the lineup, we're going to close it off. Because there's going to be some other prophets that want to come up. But it's going to be first come, first serve. We're going to want to know how hungry, how much do you want it. So people of God, listen, I love you. I thank God.
I love you.
Thank you, and we looking forward to seeing you in the morning, Prophetess Mascarene.
Yes,
I already have all our information.
Yes,
amen, amen. Well, you go back and finish packing, and I look forward to seeing you later on today. Amen. And
okay.
I know you got to get up early in the morning, so I'm gonna say peace and blessings to everyone. I love you,
amen.
And I'll
love
see you tomorrow night on the call at. Let's make it at 11:55 so we can get the line up so that we can move forward in what God has called us to walk into. I love you all, saints. Peace.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.